Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Professor Tim Roberts, director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment. I've got to say, this must be your favourite month of the year because we're just about to wrap up with a bit of a tear in our eye. Biodiversity Month. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Todd. I know it's hard when you get a biologist in front of the microphone, but at the end of the day, we really need places to go with our grandchildren and our children because it's school holidays. So what better thing to do than to go down to the Hunter Wetlands and jump in a canoe and go around there and look at the biodiversity. It's a bit like in the castle, you know, when he's up there on his lake and he said, how's the serenity?
The serenity.
So much serenity. Well, that's what you get if you go out and you look at nature. And you can go to Blue Gum Hills Regional Park on Thursday and you can see the fantastic Biodiversity Day celebrations where there'll be 20 or 30 different stalls, all of them doing good things for the environment, but all of them interacting with your children and grandchildren. I'm not sure whether you have children, Todd.
No, I decided not to breed. I thought the world would be a better place. Ah. I thought what one sergeant was enough. Never say never.
You could have an whole army to control, couldn't you?
Yes. World domination. You know, the interesting thing, and just getting back to the Hunter Wetlands Centre, is that 20, 30, 40 years ago, places like that were just considered stinking swamps, good for nothing. Because we really, the average everyday person didn't have the knowledge of how important. It's like mangrove areas. You'd go, oh, we'd love the beaches and the crystal blue water. But the mangrove areas were considered something kind of less. And now we realise how important they are because without those areas, we don't have the other areas.
You're right. You are a biologist and an ecologist and an environmentalist, I can see. For instance, the Hexham swamps, they were drained and the gates put across Ironbark Creek to keep the tidal flow out, so that could be dairyland. That was in mid-70s.
Yeah, 70s, yep.
Now, we've opened those gates again, and it's flooding, and all of the marshland and sea marsh is coming back. But that's the breeding ground for our food, and that'll be our food bowl of the future because that's will be where we'll get all our fish from and all our prawns from and so on because we've re-established that wetland. So wetland's very important for food security.
Hunter Region Botanic Gardens, and that's another interesting thing because I had friends at the weekend say, we've never been there. They came back from Stroud and thought, we'll poke our head in. And were just blown away. He said, I've driven past it hundreds of times, but never, either one, never made the opportunity or made the time or had the opportunity. And it's, we've got so many things in our backyard that a lot of us just haven't taken the time to go and have a look at.
I agree. How long since you've been to a Blackbutt Reserve and had a look at the animals there just to marvel at the beauty of the birds and the other animals that are there, so beautifully presented, is such that you can say, well, we want to make sure these are here for our grandchildren as well. And the Hunter Botanic Gardens, that's been running with volunteers for 30 years. 30 years of volunteers. They just people with fire in their belly about wanting to preserve our vegetation.
And time on their hands.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And time on their hands. When we all retire, you know. I've been retired 3 times, but I'll do it again
soon. You're like John Farnham. You go in retirement, say, I'm never going to do this again, and then you come out. There's got to be a point where you grab your gloves and your spade and you dedicate some time to some lucky people.
Oh, I've got a little garden up there where I live near the at the Tom Farrell Institute. I planted tomatoes there on the weekend, so I'll be able to... you can come up for lunch and we'll have tomatoes for lunch.
There is nothing like a fresh, homegrown tomato. Professor Tim, thanks for your time this morning.
Very good, Todd. Bye-bye.
2NUR FM 103.7.